put in airplane mode. I would say before every share, put on airplane mode so we can get ready to fly. Okay, we're going to start with one word of the Gemara, and then we're going to take us on a trip. The Mishnah begins by stating, Ha'isha Nikne, right? Ha'isha Nikne, and Rashi says one word, which is, of course, cut off, right? Rashi says one word, Ha'isha Nikne, a woman is koneh. Now again, let's not be sexist here, a woman is literally purchased. But what does that mean? And Rashi says, it's right on top, I can't really cut it off, it says, Liba'alo. Ha'isha Nikneh, Liba'alo. What's the obvious question? A woman is purchased, Liba'alo, to her husband. No? What are you going to ask me? What is Rashi telling us here? What's the Kiddush? Ha'isha Nikneh, Liba'alo. Who else are you going to call it to? What is Rashi telling me when he says, Ha'isha Nikneh, Liba'alo? So we're going to spend the whole day. We're going to come back to it in 40 minutes. But keep that question in your head. Ha'isha Nikneh Labayla. Who else is she going to call to? Meaning Rashi generally is telling me something I would not have known had he not stepped up to the plate and told me that. And all of a sudden he's coming, stepping up to the plate and saying, Ha'isha Nikneh Labayla. So what's going on? Good morning. How are you? Okay. So let's understand what exactly is Kiddushin. Bare basics first, and then we'll build up to the lumbus. Take that shit, don't sit so far away. Anyway, so the bare basics is as follows. Kiddushin, in Judaism, there's a two-step halachic process. There is the kiddushin and the nisuin. The kiddushin is what we call engagement, betrothal, and the nisuin is a marriage. What is the engagement? It is not what we do today. Baruch Hashem, I have two engagement parties today. They are halachically nothing, or they are halachically mishudachas, which we'll get to on Davos. What used to be is, there used to be two stages of the process. We still have it, which is do them both under the chuppah. What are the two stages? Stage one is the kedushin, which is, she becomes usher to everybody in the world, and she's now only eligible to marry the person who the kedushin happens with. But, she can't, you know, she's not married to the guy. There's only kedushin. It's stage one. Stage two will be the nisuin, when they're under the chuppah. That's what we understand it. There are six opinions that there is an Yisuin that takes place under the chuppah. So there's Kiddushin, Yisuin. Kiddushin takes place three ways. Mishnah says, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Today, we do Kiddushin under the chuppah. So it could be the other, under the chuppah, first Yisuin, then Kiddushin. Good question. They all talk about it. But there is Kiddushin, and there is Yisuin. Okay? So what we're here to do today, what is Kiddushin? What is the nature of Kiddushin? And what does Rashi have to tell us about Allah? So, there's a famous rush. Let's back in. There's a rush in Sukkot that's discussing over there the question as to the nature of the bracha of Kiddushin. So you all know that under the chuppah, the Mitzvah Kiddushin is the one who makes this bracha. And the bracha is, Asher Asr Lanu Es Harayis, Hizr Lanu Es Nesuah, Fayyidei Chuppah of the Kiddushin, Aruch Atah Hashem. Samet, like that bracha. So what the rush asks a very... The Rush goes through a number of different ideas, and he begins with a question. Let's see this Rush inside, and we'll learn something very, very important about Kiddushin. The Rush, Ksuba Tarakalis, Simon Yudbeis. It's on the Sugya of Bracha. The Esha Kassas, there are those who write, the Tarak Levarat Birchas Erisin, you need to make the Bracha of Erisin. Erisin and Kiddushin are two terms that are used interchangeably. So that's Kodem Kiddushin, prior to Kiddushin. Because generally we make Brachas, Kedamra the Bracha, Tzachim, traditionally, we like to make brachos prior to the mitzvah. For example, we just did a sukkah, so before I picked up the lulav and asher, well, sort of, I turned it upside down. Before I did the mitzvah, I made the bracha, and then I flipped the asher. That's the second before she puts the sukkah over there. Okay, so there's a concept that before the mitzvah, I make the bracha. There are those who say you have to make the bracha beforehand. V'yesha kasu, shesarech la'asos akarei erisim. But there are those who write that the bracha, that the Mitzvah Kiddushin is making, should be after the ring is on the finger. Dilma, why? You invited 500 people to the wedding and you have to bring a bell ring, everybody already participated in the smorgasbord. But there's a problem. What might happen? Dilma, hadraba, ha'isha. Maybe the woman's going to say, you know, had a good meal. So you can't make a bracha similar. Why don't we make a bracha when it comes to the stalker? We don't make a bracha when it comes to the stalker because maybe the honey is going to say, I don't want your money. So you have this idea, if there's another party involved, you can't make a bracha. By lieu of an answer, The Eskrit can't say no. The Hadilei Bracha Levatol will be a Bracha Levatol. The Ode. Furthermore, Shebechol HaMitzvah will be even a Skirna Asiyas HaMitzvah. By other Bracha, if you make a Bracha on the doing of the Mitzvah, the Verkan Alein over Lost Yelchin. That's why you make it beforehand. Avakan, but here, Ein Bevarchan Asher Kedishanu, the nature of the Bracha is not Asher Kedishanu, the Kadesh Isha, that's not the Bracha. It came in Shein Matzir and Asiyas HaMitzvah. Since here there's no mention of the doing of the Mitzvah, Ein Zerot Bevarchan over Lost Yelchin, you don't have to do it beforehand. Okay. So right away he says, there's no Nate Bracha beforehand, according to the Rosh. So my Mevarchan, Asher Kedishanu, Bevitzvonitov, Vitzivanu, Aharayas, this is without the tune. As said, the suit, Ayde Chuba Vikidushin, Baruch Mekadish Yisrael, Vinago in the Mekadish Yisrael, Ayde Chuba Vikidushin. Good. So that's what the Rosh starts off. But he says, wait a second. The Yesh Makshin, Amdus Lechbracha. Yet you've been to thousands of weddings. Right? I go to, my kids figured out last year, 50 weddings a year. And you hear this Bracha. How many times do you think about this Bracha? I don't know how many weddings you go to, but you're not going to go to a lot of weddings. So I think people much better go to weddings than funerals. The Yesh Makshin, even though the Gemara says the opposite. Okay. The Yesh Makshin al Nusach Bracha Zu. Lama ein levarka asher kedishanu b'mitzvot and b'tivanu l'kadesh at the Isha. Shouldn't you make a bracha to Mekadesh and Isha? You're doing a mitzvah after all. Well, wait. Am I setting up something? The Ode. And furthermore, Heichan Martinu, where do we see bracha kazos in levarka al Masha Asherman? What kind of bracha is this? That now that she's engaged to this guy, she's asking everybody else, what kind of bracha is that? Sha'atman HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo ein anu mevarka, sha'atman le'ivim minachai, hita l'noz ha'shoche, could you imagine the guy's about to shecht it, and really the mitzvah is, you make a bracha ala shiva. You imagine he says, you can't eat it now, and after I do it, it's going to be permissible. We don't make a bracha like that. Why? We don't focus on the answer. The Ode in the third question. Why are you making a rice? This is you're doing what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants in a perfectly permissible way. Fourth question. Why are we mentioning chuppah here? Chuppah is what? Chuppah is which part of this process that we mentioned? But he's doing. Kavish of Bavarka Birk of Arison, the base of Arison, below chuppah. Arison, they used to do a year before. What are you mentioning chuppah for? Chuppah's a year later. We do it all together now. But in the old days, again, they used to make sure this was the one and they spent a year getting ready for the whole process. So four questions. Now, you know an answer is a good answer when it answers up all questions. Right? If you have an answer that only answers up one question, then you're still living through, yeah, it's not so good. The test, right? Any scientist, when they put together a hypothesis or whatever they're doing with scientists, right? When they come up with a problem, a good solution is a good solution when it answers all the questions. So we have four questions. Number one, what were the four kashas? Let's review. Number one, we ask on the nusach, on the way we're making the bracha. Number two, why don't we say, right? Why don't we say Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu? Number two, what are you bringing up a riot for? Number three, what are you talking about a chuppah for? What's going on? So he gives one answer that answers all the muffins. Listen to this. What's the one? Does anybody want to suggest an answer? You guys can suggest. You guys can know this rush. Think. What could answer up all of these questions? That the nature of the bracha is wrong. If you remember the beginning, he kind of says it in a small way. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. What is kiddushin? Let's see. V'nir Ali, ki bracha zu ain't a bracha l'asiyah. This bracha is not a bracha on making a mitzvah. It's not a shirk in the shadow of the mitzvah of the divine al metilas lulav, with a mitzvah of lulav that's coming up right afterwards. What is it? The mitzvah is true or who? The mitzvah is to have children. What is kiddushin? Kiddushin is a step in the process that enables us to have children. Let's see more. For example, right? V'machach pilagish. Let's say you take yourself a pilagish. One way of solving the shidduch crisis. V'kayim period v'rivya. And you fulfill to prove who that way. There's no mitzvah to get married. Crazy. It's really crazy because if you think about this, it's a side question, put this in parentheses. Men have a mitzvah of puruvu. Women don't have a mitzvah of puruvu. Women don't have a mitzvah of kiddushin because there is no mitzvah of kiddushin. Why are women getting married? They resolve the Shiva crisis, just stay single. Okay, again, so there's an answer to this question, but that's what could come out of this. He says, if a man fulfills the zit for a proof, would be like it, he's not clear from the Kaddish Risha. V'chein, Hanosei V'chein, I was, let's say you marry an alpha, a very old lady, she can't have children anymore. Oh, Akara, or Chas V'Shalom, she can't have children. V'chein, Kriyat, somebody who is a man who's not able to have children, Shenasa, still the Varkan, Birka, Chasanis. He still makes the bracha. And there's no chiyuv here to get married because there's no peruvu possible. Therefore, there's no sakana on the mitzvah of getting married. And he goes through many different things about shita, which we're not going to get into. We agreed on you. So it comes out like this according to the Rush. Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. You know what kiddushin is? It is a possibility enabling you to have children down the road to fulfill the mitzvah. It's what's called a hechsher mitzvah. Like, for example, we just had the mitzvah of sukkah. Yirtz Hashem, Baruch Hashem, most people sat in the sukkah for about 5 of the 7 days. Right? We got a lot of days. Then we went to an Eretz Yisrael, he was all set at 6 or 7 days. But, you know, we sat there about 5 or 7. And beforehand, somebody had to build a sukkah. So you build a sukkah, is that a mitzvah? No. But if you didn't build the sukkah, could you sit in the sukkah? No. So what is building the sukkah? It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's a event. You don't say a bracha. There is a halachah that you do say a bracha. So why are you saying a bracha here? So what's the nature of the bracha here? Sorry for it. Right now being made about kedusha. But what's the nature of the bracha? There are, it's a matir. But we don't necessarily make brachas on matirs. Some people say we do. Some people say we don't. But it could be the nature of the bracha is one of shevach v'hodah. Like I see thunder and lightning, I make a bracha. That's why the bracha is, I'm thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for the entire process. Vatzlanu sarayis, meaning it makes us part of this special nation. The whole idea...
Should the chesed make the bracha?
If it's shevach v'hodah, no. If it's shevach v'hodah, no, because everybody who sees it. Anybody who sees the event can say, wow, this is beautiful. I'm thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu at this moment. There's a reason why the chassan doesn't make it, though. We assume they're a little bit nervous, you know. They have enough time saying, how many kudashas leave the tabazil. You have to put the car in front of them and practice with them in advance. It's nervous under the chuppah. It's our kudushas, high nervous also. Anyway, so this is the idea here of this, of kudushas. Okay, so he says, if you look at the end, skip the 4 lines to the bottom. He says, 4 lines to the bottom by the period, 3rd word on the line. Ubrachazu, and his bracha, Nizkina la says, Shavach la HaKadosh Baruch Hu is given to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvotim, that he did bless us in the mitzvot, Vivdilonu min ha'amim, and he separated us from the nations, and Tivonu l'kadesh isha muteris vadim, and he allowed us to mekadesh isha who's specifically permissible to me. V'lo ha'achaz gonna write, and that's why I mentioned the riot, because I'm only allowed to marry these people. This time, Shavach Bondo. This kirbo is to arusa, the hetzin is to us, the chuppah kiddushin, shalli yitzah, the bomar, shabrach, and the kiddushin, this kirbo is to us, lakach. It's kirbo chuppah, meaning, can you imagine a year before you give her a ring, you say, oh, she might even look at me. No. In the bracha say the word chuppah. You know why? Because she's still got a year to go. She's still got some time before you're able to marry her. So, take your time. Good morning, how are you? No, you're on shoulder time. Anyway, so this is the nature of the bracha according to the Rush. Okay. Now, the Rambam says many places disagree. We can go through some of these Rambams on Kiddushin and explain to us what the nature of Kiddushin is. It's very fascinating. So the first place to look to see what the nature of the mitzvah is, where should we look to see if it's a mitzvah or not? Kiddushin? I'll give you a hint. It's the next source. It's the Sefer HaMitzvot in the Rambam. The Rambam of the Yadah Chazaka has 14 parts, but before the 14 parts, he also has the Sefer HaMitzvot. Okay? There, he has the 248 Mitzvot Tasei and the 365 Mitzvot Lo Tasei. The Ramban disagrees at some points, but everybody agrees with the 613 Mitzvot Sefer of the Gemara Masechta. Right? So here is Mitzvah Reish Yud Beis, it should say, not Reish Yud Gimel, Reish Yud Beis and Reish Yud Gimel. Now, Mitzvah Reish Yud Beis, Yishu Sivanu Lefaros, Ula Rabos. There is a mitzvah to have crew or who. To reproduce, to have children. Ula Kevim Rekayim Amin, to fulfill the world with children. the Zoti mitzvahs per Rivirgis were only Yisala, and that was in this past week's parsha, prove or who. Okay. That's a mitzvah. Similar to the Rosh. The Rosh is a mitzvah, but the Rosh says Kiddush is not a mitzvah. Kiddush is only enabling us to get to
Kuruvu.
Comes along the Rambam in the next mitzvah of a mitzvah, Reisha Gimel, who, what? Shetivanu, live all the Kiddushin. To have relations in Kiddushin. The law says, Dover, Diyada, Isha, Obishar, Obadiya, and to what? And to give something to the woman, whether it's Shar or Bia, the Zuhi, what? Mitzvah Kiddushin. There's the Rambam of why we got Kesef. You know, he has some different things. But he clearly states that what? That it's a mitzvah of Kiddushin. It's a mitzvah. Can't get around it. The Rambam is Alu Hamru. He quotes the Pasuk in Kisei, Ki Yikach Ish Isha Ubala, when a man takes a woman and has relations with her. Hora Shehu Yikna Vibbe'ilah, it's teaching us a little bit that the method of Kinyan is Bia. The Amr V'yatav Ha'isa, which teaches Shtar, and he also says Kesef, he gives multiple ways. Okay. And he goes through Masechet Kiddushin. So the Rambam seemingly says that there's a mitzvah of Kiddushin. Furthermore, you go to the next verse. The Rambam has, you know, in Sefer Ishus. Ishus is in Nashim, it's the first thing in Nashim. And in the beginning of each of the sections, the Rambam delineates what the mitzvot are. This is what's called the Koteret. Right? Like the caption. So if you really want to see the footnotes and know what's going to happen in the Rambam coming up, he tells you what the mitzvot are going to be in that particular section. What does the Rambam say the mitzvot are in this particular section? Rambam Hilchotishus HaTzama, Hilchotishus Yesh Bechol and Arbimitzis. There are Arbimitzis. Shtei Mitzvot Asur, Shtei Mitzvot Lotzei. Two positive commandments and two negative commandments. Vizui Prophet. Number one, leave the Isha with two of the Kiddushin. There is a mitzvah to marry a woman with a ksuvah and kiddushin. Why does it say ksuvah? Because the Rambam, the Rashita says, say, if you take out the ksuvah, that it's evil kilagish. The Rambam says, there's a mitzvah, lisa isha, the ksuvah and the kiddushin. Number two, shaloti ba isha below ksuvah and kiddushin. And number four, if you go to number four, with lefaris to the Rambam, and then a tapuva. The Rambam clearly states that there's a mitzvah of kiddushin. Okay, so far so good. Look at this Rambam though. Look how the Rambam describes such Kiddushin. If he didn't say it, I wouldn't say it. But look at the Rambam. Halacha out. Turning over to page number two. Look at this. And we still got to get to Naskamina. There's a lot to do. Halacha out. Kodem Matan Torah. Prior to Matan Torah, look how marriage works. The Rambam's giving a history lesson. So before we read this Rambam, start thinking to yourself. Remember, the Rambam never teaches history. He tries to explain to us halacha. Through understanding the history, the halacha is going to come out. Okay? Chazim Matan Torah, Haya Adam Pogeya Isha B'Shuk. A man would run into a woman in the Shuk. Ibrasahu Vihi Lisa. Also, if both of them agreed to marriage, Machnisa Leveso, he would bring her back to her home. Ubala. Would they have relations? They know the Ben Aslo in private. Vatiya lo l'isha. And she would be his wife. Okay. That's before Matan Torah. You know what everybody's thinking? It would save me a lot of money on making weddings. That's it. Two people agree. So it would also probably solve the Shira crisis. V'kevan shenasna Torah. But once the Torah was given, we had this moment of Har Sinai. Nitzav Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is commanded, Shem Yirta Ish Lisa Isha, if the man wants to marry a woman, Yikna Osa Tchila B'Fnei Edom, he has to have a kinyan done in front of witnesses, the Acha Kach Tiel Isha. So now you have to have a full-fledged smorgasbord, the thing, you know, it's like the old joke. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't cook meat and milk together. Does that mean I shouldn't eat milk together? Moshe, don't cook meat and milk together. Does that mean I should have, you know, wait 3 hours, 6 hours between them? Moshe, don't cook meat and milk together. Does that mean I have to have separate kitchens, one for meat and milk? Moshe, do whatever you want. You know what I mean? So, here also. So, it seems like, prior to Matan Torah, there was no commandment, and now all of a sudden they say, this is what's got to be done. They didn't say you have to do all the other stuff that we do with it, but it's got to be done in a certain fashion of Kiddushin. Now, halacha beis, v'likuchin elu. This maisa of kiddushin, this likuchin, this kinyan, important to use the word kinyan because the mitzvah uses the word kinyan. Okay, we'll discuss why soon. Is the mitzvah ta'aseh shel Torah? It's a positive commandment. It's a positive commandment. Okay, we'll stop over here in this Rambam. So what do we see from this Rambam? That it seems like it's a mitzvah. Clearly it's a mitzvah, but there are a number of ways of understanding what a mitzvah is. You could understand it like Chalash on the one hand understands it to be a hechsher mitzvah. The Rambam understands it to be a mitzvah. But what type of mitzvah is it? Is it a mitzvah that is obligatory? Or is it what's called a matir? A matir meaning, I'm not allowed to eat a piece of gefilte fish until I make a shahato. Right? The Gemara Bracha says that Lashem ha'aretz m'lo v'aretz m'asom of me'adam. Contradiction. On the one hand, it says Hashem owns all of the land and earth. On the other hand, it says that the earth was given to man. So which one is it? So the Gemara answers, Kan kodem bracha, before a bracha is made, so all such brachas. Kan lacha bracha, after bracha, it all belongs to man. So that means that the bracha gives us permission to eat the food that's provided. The matir, it's something that permits it, that gives it permissibility. I think it could be, right? Again, what do you think? Based on the Rambam, what would you say? Is it an obligatory mitzvah, or is it merely a matir? Why do you say that? Right. And he describes to us what really Kiddushin is prior. It's just the Torah was given. Now we formalize it, and in a formal way, it sounds to me like a matir. That's the big possibility, they say, in the Rambam. We're going to do another Rambam shortly. Before we go ahead, it's always like, you know, sometimes us rabbis, we get to be so theoretical, and we discuss ad nauseum the theory. So we have the following possibilities. We have now the Rush, which says it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. We have the Rambam, who says it's a Mitzvah, albeit the nature of the Mitzvah at this point is a Matzah. But you guys ask us, so who cares? So what? So what? What's the practical difference between the two?
When you make it,
will be one night. Namely, new play up.
If you say
what?
If you say it's not here, you make it before.
Right, because it's a mitzvah, right? All mitzvahs have to be done over Lof Yosef. Before I shift the lulav, you know, I put the pictum down, I pick it up. If you hold it, Shevach Lodo, the whole nature of the bracha, because if your whole kiddush is not a mitzvah, that means the nature of the bracha is one of just saying praise for Kadosh Baruch Hu. That means I would have to see the action before I make that praise. So it could be after. If you notice, the Sarah Kiddushins at weddings, some are very mafid. You know, they always ask the questions to the husband and wife. He's not going to have you talking married. You have a couple of years. But the Sarah Kiddushin will say, is this ring yours? Are the Edom relatives, Miyachid Edom, then they make the bracha. Because they want it to be as overlosiyasin as possible, as opposed to, you know, doing it way before. If you hold it to Birch Benitzah. If you hold it to Shevach Lodah, it doesn't really matter whether it's. You'd like to be after before. It doesn't matter. As long as it's in the context of the chuppah.
So if the Hashem is right, even if it's
a Hashem. If the Hashem is no, because you don't make a bracha in Hashem. If it's a mitzvah, it has to be done before. If it's Shevach Lodah, it could be before or after. It doesn't really matter. But if it's a Hashem mitzvah, we don't make brachas on Hashem mitzvah. Like, you know, I wonder, like, think about all the lists of Hashem mitzvahs we have. Things that help us with a mitzvah. It's like the example I gave you, just building a sukkah. Building a sukkah is a group. Another nafkamina. That's nafkamina number one. When you make the bracha. What else? A big nafkamina. Somebody mentioned it earlier.
Who makes the bracha?
If it's a mitzvah, we hold mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho, you're the one who should make the bracha because you made a mitzvah. If you hold it's a birch of shevach hodah, anybody who's needed can make the bracha. Guess what the Rambam says. So what should come out? What should the Rambam say? Who should make the bracha?
You can't even give a shliach to do it for you because he's not doing the action.
Like my sister.
Yeah, you can't, exactly.
Right. I can't have you. If you're not putting on a sister, right. Look what the Rambam says. Look at the Rambam, Perakim Alachas. Before we read the Rambam, what should the Rambam say? The Chazal should make it. Says the Rambam, Perakim Alachas of Gimel, call the Kaddish Yisha, ben al Yidei Atul, ben al Yidei Shariah, whether he's doing it Remember, you could do the whole shariah thing, where you don't have to be the one, you know, you don't want to show up to your wedding because you're busy watching the Giants today, or whatever it is, right? The wife scheduled the wedding for 4 o'clock, so I'm quite happy to do that, 4 o'clock Sunday, it's football, so you send the shariah, no problem. Hey, you're allowed to do that. But who's got to make the bracha? So if you're home watching football, while the shariah's there, says the Rambam, Tzarek Levarek Kodom Nisun, the guy, the chas is still to make the bracha. Who? Oshlucho, the Akakat Mekadesh, to Derek Shemavarish and call on this, like he would do all of this. Then 2 days will do this, and let's say you forgot to make a bracha. There's another Nafkamina, right? The Shliach makes the bracha, because he's the one doing the mitzvah, but Afalpikin, it can't be the Mitzvah of Kedushin. Then 2 days will do this. Let's say he does Kedushin, and they forgot to make the bracha before him. Could you make a bracha after the Kedushin? According to the Rambam, Lo Yivarech Achara Kedushin. Why? Shezu bracha levatala. It's gone. The mitzvah is gone. You can only make a bracha as a matir if it's beforehand. Mashinaasek farnas. It's already gone. It's already over ubat. So it sounds like, according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah, and the two nafkaminas that we came up with, number one is when, number two is who. That's a good summary so far. And it works out nicely according to the Rambam. There is one way, other way of explaining this Gemara, this Rambam, that I just want to share with you right here. See the Aleph Aleph? Let me see an Aleph Aleph from the Rambam. It's much clearer inside the text of the Rambam. In Barilana, you don't do such a great job. In Barilana, it's fantastic. We would be without it. But the Rambam, it's Omer Avram, and it should be in a different size font. Omer Avram is the name of the writer. Right? Aleph Aleph. Not normally when you see Aleph Aleph, it means E-Esher. Here it means Omer Avram. Eyal Omer Kain, Ela Mekadesh V'Acher Kach Mevarech. He says, no, we don't say that. First you do Kedushin. Then you make the bracha. That time, why? See, there's a different reason. That they shall never totally the God's Sakhir. Because this is up to her. She might say what?
No.
Let's say she says no thank you, even though she's all dressed in white. Right? I think it's pretty good that she should say it. Okay. She may say no. How are you? I'm talking about Tolik. Is that time with Birchita Av? Someone too? Who said this before? The rabbi. I'm sorry, the father makes the bracha by a brit milah. Okay, so it comes out that according to the rabbi, the reason why you make a bracha afterwards is because of what? It's because maybe she'll say no. But what does it come out according to the rabbi? Which point is he not arguing on? What? He's not arguing on the mitzvah point, right? He's only saying the reason why he may make it afterwards is because even though it's a mitzvah, now all the Rambam say back to the Raven. If your point is so strong, don't make a bracha at all. Because according to the Rambam is very stark, and the Rambam says, once the mitzvah has happened, don't make a bracha. Why? Because it's gone. It's not there anymore. It's similar to, if I eat a tomato, and the tomato, if I'm still in the middle of the tomato, I forgot to make a bracha, I make a bracha or a dhamma. But once the tomato is in my stomach, I don't want to make a bracha or a dhamma. It's gone. Okay, so they argue, and it could be based on this other Rambam Raivid Machlokes, about the nature of something called a matir, which the Rambam saying is a matir. Do you make a bracha on a matir? The greatest example of a matir is an eruv. Right? Coming from the Jewish word for loophole. If you don't get my reference, Google it when you get home. John Stewart. Okay. If you get my reference, it's pretty fun. Okay, Kishay, we should revarish it our eruv. So the Rambam says like this. It's just like you make a bracha on Erev Chaser, that's a type of Erev, all the Chasers combined, the Shishum of Mevol, just like you make a bracha, Kach Mevarchen al Erev Kumin, so if you make a bracha on Erev Kumin, that means if you want to go beyond 2,000 Amos outside, instead of you leave it Erev Kumin. Vomber Bezeh, Ha'erev Yer, Musali, Lahalak Mamokim Zeh Alpayim Amal Chaluch, that's the nature of the bracha. Then you ask them the Arab, if one person make an heir for everybody else, the Rambam says you make a bracha on all these heirs. What does it say? Skip a line to the last line on the page, Aleph Aleph. The hint if you want to learn Kumin. Where's your bracha? What kind of bracha do you make on Erev Kumin? Erev Kumin is a loophole that allows you to walk 4,000 amas. Meaning, really, I'm only allowed to walk 2,000 amas. But I put a meal 2,000 amas outside the city, which is a fake home for me, which means I now redesignate where my home is, which means I can go 2,000 amas beyond that fake home. Says the right is, that's only a matir. Who says you make a, the Hechad Sivan, where are you commanded? If I don't want to make a mon, if I don't want to make a, if I don't want to make an Eretz Kumah, do I have to? No, I should stay home all day. Or stay in my city all day. I only want 2,000 amos outside of my city. Hechad Sivan, where is their commanding? He says, Bishlama, I understand. I understand by me with the prototype. Oh, no, no. I understand by Chateris because we used to talk about Shabbos, but Erev Kumen has nothing to do with anything, it's just a loophole. Why should you make a bracha? So some people say like this. I think I heard from David Miller. Says that perhaps the machlokes is right in Rambam as to when you make a bracha by Kiddushin goes back to whether you make a bracha on a matzah or not. Meaning, even if you hold this a mitzvah, both sides can hold this a mitzvah. The Ravid and the Rambam. Just, the whole nature of the mitzvah is one of being a matzah, which gives you permissibility to do something. And according to the Ravid, very nice, it's only a mitzvah kiyumis. You don't make a bracha on a matzah. Just like you don't make a bracha by an Eretz Kumen, you don't make a bracha, at least before, by Kiddushin. So that could be why the Ravid says it is. But if you know what, it comes out, it's just in my head, I'm thinking now, of course, the Ravid cannot, you don't make a bracha b'chlal. Who says, why make a bracha after? I'm not 100% sure. Okay, how the two necessarily should. Okay. Yeah, you don't have to cook. But we do make a bracha by Eretz Tashilin. So the Rambam would say, I wonder what the Ravid would say there by Eretz Tashilin. Good question. I should look it up. Very good question. Come on now, look it up the next week. Okay, let's see some more of the Rambam. Because we might see a little bit of a nuance in what the Rambam says. I thought we'd have time for more, but this is probably the last piece we'll do. So the Rambam says, by Aleph Tadalit, he says a lot of stuff. But look at this. By the Rambam, turn to page 2. The Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halach Tadalit. Again, the Rambam's going to give us a little bit of a history lesson. Okay? Halach Tadalit. Kodim Matan Torah, before Matan Torah, Haya Adam Togei Isha Beshuk. A man would run into a woman in the shuk, imratahu, if he wants, vihi, notin lafchara, he can give her some wages, ubalalasa. You know they call it the world's oldest profession? The Rambam degree. Right? That's all, no problem. Ali madara faholikla. Vizehu nikris kadesha. That's what we call a kadesha today. A kadesha then. Now, this is also permissible. You see that who, which story in the Chumash? Happy Yehuda, Yehuda and Tamar. Pretty embarrassing. Okay, anyway, so Mishanazna HaTorah, when the Torah was given, Nesra Kadesha, this concept of Kadesha was Asa, became Asa. Kadesha being a shtickle of harlot, Shene'ama, Lothia Kadesha, Mivinosikol. No daughters of Israel should be Kadesha. You shouldn't have to rent out your body for another man. Lothikos, therefore, Kola, Boel, Isha, L'shem Zlut, below Kiddushin, any time you do Zlut, without Kiddushin, Lokim in HaTorah, you get lashes, Mibnei, Shibba'al Kadesha, because you have relations with a Kadesha. So again, it gives a little bit of history lesson, and I think what this is sharing with us, once again, is this concept a little bit, that after it is a, what? What's the term we want to use? That it's a matzah. Meaning, if you didn't do Kiddushin, then what is she? She's a Kadesha. So look at this Magid Mishnah. Turn the page to page 3. The Magid Mishnah struggles with this Rambam. Right? She's usher, you can't do it, but she's only permissible through Kiddushin.
Kadesha mean like Hekdesh?
No. Kadesha is another word for Halach. It's a play on words, right? Hekdesh is like, what's the word for cursing God? Berach HaShem. Right? Kadesha is a Halach. Okay? Something we don't want our children to be. Anyway, so the Magid Mishnah here says a lot. Let's get to the part which we need, which I underline. Vav Shlomo. This is like this. How do you understand this Rambam? Shekos is there who kedivrei metargim, shu azhara l'shivcha, v'habor ala isha, shelo l'shev isha, one who has relations with somebody without isha, over ba'asei derachmona, amar ki yitach ish isha, hu ba'ala. There's a pasuk that tells me that there is a positive act to take a woman and to marry her. Kikach ish isha uba'ala. There's a process. Kikach ish isha, kiddushin, uba'ala, and have relations with her. What have you ignored? The first half of the process of kikach ish isha. You've merely gone right to the point of uba'ala. V'haysal ola isha. Kishir salavola yeh be isha. She's to be isha when you want it to be, then it has to be done the isha. So what the Rambam, what the Magid Mishnah is quoting the Rambam is saying the failure to do Kiddushin is what's called an Isser Aseh. I am violating a positive commandment. It's not necessarily a matzah. Meaning, it's a biblical mitzvah something. The Torah gave me a positive commandment of what? Ki yikach ish isha. There is a process by which to do it. Now, after ki yikach ish isha, comes uba'allah. You have, then you have a relation. But if I went to straight to uba'allah, there's an isser because I didn't fulfill the positive commandment, the asay of ki yikach ish isha. So let's go back to the Rambam now by Pilagish. Before Man Torah, I just roll down my window in my car, I give $100. What design, that's perfectly good. You call the Kadesha, but it's not a problem. After the Torah is given, there is a new Isser Aseh. There is a positive way in which we have to do this. It's a little bit different than a Matthew. It's saying, if I don't do Ki Yikach Ish Isha, I have violated a positive commandment. Okay, in a simple relation to this, the Torah tells me I got to bring a Korban Pesach. I don't bring a Korban Pesach, that's an Isser Aseh. This is an Isser Aseh that I'm having relations with skipping the stage of Kiddushin. Not allowed to do. So this is one more formulation of the Rambam. So we have a couple of different things. If you will, look at Halachadal. Just to give a gamut of the opinions. We have the opinion of the Rush, which is, it is a Hetzer Mitzvah. We have the first opinion of the Rambam, that it is a mitzvah of Kiddushin, but it's merely a makir. And now we have a stronger formulation, when you throw in this Kedesha, when you throw in this Pilage situation, that there is an Isser Aseh, that failure to have gone through the process of Kiddushin is a violation of an Isser Aseh. Okay. What?
You always said
it was a Hodah.
This
is a Brahma. The Brahma is a Sheva Podah. But that's if you hold, it was a Hefshar Mitzvah in the Kiddushin. Meaning, that's an outgrowth of it being I should have said it clearer, you're right. The Nafkim, a third Nafkamina, right, if you want to say it like that, as to whether or not it is a mitzvah Kiddushin, what's the nature of the bracha? Is the nature of the bracha a bircha mitzvah, or is the nature of the bracha a bircha sherechudah? So if you're an Excel thinker like myself, and you want to have the different opinions on the chart, right? So you have your opinion Kiddushin, you put the mitzvah over here, you put, Hefshar Mitzvah over here, and you have your three Nafkaminas, nature of the bracha, when you make the bracha, who makes the bracha, and then we have this additional explanation of the Rambam as to what's the nature of the mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah which is a matir, or is it an Isser Aseh? Okay, there's a little bit more I wanted. Oh, we have 5 more minutes, so let's do a little bit more. Because I never got back to that first Rashi, which I promised. Because the question that I want to raise is, what is the nature of the Kiddushin? See, there are two types of... It's funny, because we're using the word Kiddushin, and we're using the word Isha Nikmas, which is a king. And really, it speaks to what's the nature of Kiddushin. Is it that I am creating an Isser relationship, which carries with monetary consequences, or is it a monetary relationship, which has some sort of Isser relationship? And let me explain what I mean by that. So if you turn to the Tosfos in your Gemaras, to Beis Amid Beis, and there's a Tosfos on top of the page. Okay, I hope I don't have time to do all this. Probably won't, but, you know, that's the nature of these things. I'll give you homework. She becomes offered to him, to the entire world, through Hekish. Says the Tosfos. You have the Tosfos there? It's on Beis Amid Beis. Second one on the back. Right, you say those words, the magic words. Kelomar lios li mikudashes li olam bishvili. Again, lios li, you're going to be for me mikudashes, sanctified li olam to the entire world, meaning offered to the entire world because of me. Kimo harehe mikudashes l'shamayim. Just like I would go over to fruits and I say these are hektish for Hashem, lios l'shamayim. Who passes the milk? The simple understanding is mikudashes li, miyuchedesli, she's mine, unique to me, mizumenesli, prepared for me. Umiu, im haya omer talis zu mikudashli. Let's say I go over to a talis with the same formulation. I say this talis is mikudash to me. Amir shiyo, because where does this expression work specifically? Higade isha, only by a woman. Dima de what? You can only say this by a woman. Because of the unique relationship a man has with a woman, that he creates an Isser, that the language of Kiddushin has significance. Again, if I went over to this piece of paper and I said, Hare, that paper, Nekudish Li, I said nothing. Because with this paper, I'm trying to create a monetary relationship. With a woman, I'm creating a relationship that's creating an Isser to the entire world. That she's not going to be visible to anybody else, only to me. The paper is a monetary relationship. The language of Kiddushin, I could say, it's Mekudish L'Shamayim, and now I've given this paper to the Bedek HaBayit, but to me, I can't have that personal relationship. That's one formulation. That's what's called the Kinyan Isser. I'm going to go skip a little bit. Oh, so by the way, Tosfos in Ksubas Beis HaMadeis, there is a discussion, if the engagement happens a year before the marriage, so let's say they renege on the relationship a year later. So he has to provide, if he's a Kohen, she gets Shruma from the time they get engaged. But Midaraban, the rabbi said, no, we don't want her getting Kiddushin, we don't want her getting Shruma, because maybe she'll take it home to her parents' house and the parents leave. But if after a year they don't get married, for whatever reason, he's still got to provide food for her, including Shruma. So the Gemara goes through various scenarios as to what if it was an onus, what if it was beyond their control. And one of the scenarios is if she couldn't get married at that point because she was an Eden. So the Gemara there says, Nistapcha Sadehu. His field is swallowed up. Nothing to do. Meaning, you buy a field, and sometimes the field gets swamped. What are you going to do? Right? Now, Tosa says, Ve'ena Yochel Litzon. You can't make a claim to Adarabba. Mazlazar. Don't think because her fault caused it, and therefore that's why it's done. The capable in the commitment of period, since she's not commanded on Puravu, lo ma'anshe, she's not punished. She didn't know about the vote, now comes the second part. The Yisha he sode shalabal. The woman is the field of the man. Vein abal sode shalabal. It's a one-way kinyan. It's a one-way kinyan where the husband is buying her like a field. What is Tosfos highlighting? That the nature of Kiddushin is a monetary thing, which carries with it certainly true, that she can no longer marry somebody else. Sadeh Shalom. If you want to go to the last line of Tosfos, she takes it to the next level. He says, Mishum da isha kinyin kasto shalayish, kimo abdo shoro zekamoro. Don't repeat this at home. Like a slave, like a ox, and like a donkey. Again, what I'm trying to explain is the nature of Kiddushin. It's not that, it's just the process in which it's happening. Not the soul should ever have on the relationship. But that's why, let's go back. Let's finish up like this. We'll talk more about this a little bit next week before that. Why does Rashi, I'm going to ask you a question with Starwood. Why does Rashi say how you should make this revival? What is Rashi behorning? What is he trying to get out of right away?
Yeah.
If you would say nicknames, the word nicknames means king, it means person. How is your nicknames? He was off like an army real, like a maker. No. This is something unique to Bible. Aisha, Nitzvah, Bible. There's a Nitzvah Kiddushin going on here. The Gemara is going to explain. Why do we use the word king? We use the word king because the Torah says, Kikach Ish Isha, Kikach is a Russian king. But the nature of the relationship is one of Isha, perhaps. So it says, Aisha, Nitzvah, you have to be in the diet. Just one word of Rashi, the Bible. Come to tell me something different, something fundamentally different than that of an Amidriya. So when you see that, you say, that's a food of a lot today. Baruch Hashem, we did the introduction to the whole story. Kiddushin, it could be an Isra, it could be a Matir, it could be a Hashem Isra, it could be an Isra Atzei, so we have Kaminas, who, what, who, when, the nature of the Baruchah. We did, what is the Yisod of Kiddushin? Is it a relationship with Isra, which has Hesher, which has Mammonist aspect, or is it a monetary relationship, which has Isra relationship? Now, Kamina will be, what if you want to marry half a woman, we'd have a chance to get into that. But this is the introduction, and here's the Shem, we'll get the clip of learning every week. If everyone could do me a favor, and just